Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God, Wyoming, late fall or early winter of 1987. The Scott family is on a mission to buy a new vehicle that would be able to fit all six of us in seat belts and that would be reliable enough for those trips back to Indiana to visit family. We went to the local Chrysler dealership and found a brand new 1988 Plymouth Reliant station wagon, four doors, six seat belts, and a luggage rack. The salesman said it had a four-cylinder motor that ran like a six. He was very confident that if we took it for a test ride, that we would be satisfied. We did, we were, and we bought the car. This week has been quite a challenge, trying to communicate something as visual as diagramming over the radio. But I am confident that if you take it for a test ride, you will be satisfied. For the minute or so we have left, let's look at Lamentations 3, 26 and 28. Lamentations 3:26, it is good that one should hope and wait silent, wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. 28, let him sit alone and keep silent, because God has laid it on him. Take out your scratch pad and write, it is good, with a line to the right pointing to, that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Then farther down the sheet, write, let him, with a line to the right pointing to, sit alone and keep silent. Now, draw a line out from sit alone and keep silent to, because God has laid it on him. Diagramming does not have to be that technical. Look at the examples I give in the lesson notes. If it does nothing but slow us down enough to connect with the words, then we have succeeded. Now below our diagram, record some of your thoughts, such as, it is good to hope. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Do I know how to do that? Do I even know what this means? This reminds me of Psalm 62:1. Truly my soul silently waits for God, from him comes my salvation. Sitting alone and keeping silent, God calling me away from the noise into his presence, sounds pretty groovy to me. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.